Welcome to Plot Points with Amanda and Christian.
We're talking about all things fandom.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Christian. And today we're going to talk about WandaVision. Just general reactions to it and maybe some fan theories. So, little background on WandaVision. I don't know what the reason was, but Amanda hadn't watched it for a little while. And then I guess you could explain that part. But I'd been watching it from the beginning and I kept telling her, you need to watch this.
I just hadn't gotten to it yet. Yeah. And I wasn't really hyped on watching a TV show that was just like troping on old TV shows. So like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I was always going to watch it. I just hadn't gotten to it.
It's definitely one of the deep fandom kind of things, but I'm glad you gave it a chance, 'cause you actually are one of the deep fandom people. You just didn't know that it was going to be a deep fandom thing.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it.
Just initial reactions. What'd you think?
It was a little bit confusing at first, kind of just how they like put certain things in there, like them calling Wanda through the radio and then like the drone that was colorized. But I like how they had, I think it was episode 4, where they went and kind of went behind the scenes and like recapped everything. I thought that was really nice. They didn't just kind of have the explanation in the show. They actually went behind the scenes and showed it from the other perspective, which was nice. I am enjoying the 70s, 80s, 90s decades show tropes though, because like they're copying Full House, Malcolm in the Middle. Like it is really funny to see those different things in the episodes.
Yeah, which CinemaSins? Yeah, CinemaSins made me realize something that I didn't think of while I was watching the show.
Wait, they have a CinemaSins for WandaVision already?
Full House.
They have a CinemaSins for WandaVision already?
Yeah, they've been
already?
Doing some.
Mm-hmm. I need to watch them.
They've been doing some. It's usually like a couple episodes behind. I think they do that on purpose for spoiler stuff. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, CinemaSins is a nitpicky YouTube channel, or YouTube channels now. There's more than one who sort of nitpicks different stuff from TV. It's all satire. It's nothing serious. I know a lot of film people in my field, especially, they get kind of annoyed at CinemaSins, but I think it's hilarious.
It's funny.
But they mentioned there something I didn't notice is that Elizabeth Olsen, the one who plays Wanda, that's, mm-hmm.
yeah.
that's the sister. Mm-hmm. of the twins in
it's
Full
the
House.
Little sister,
and now they're riffing hard on Full House.
Yeah,
that was kind of cute, like just a little not an Easter egg, but just a little cute thing there.
She had one of those autocomplete interviews on YouTube where they like Google mm-hmm. what does Elizabeth Olsen wear or whatever, and there were a couple of questions that were like deliberately kind of asking about her sisters, and she would not mention them. She like answered the questions in like a very kind of coy way to like, I'm not talking about my older sisters. Like they're doing their thing. I'm famous in my own right. Leave it alone. Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah. I can respect that.
Like, I don't even know that a lot of people know that Elizabeth Olsen is Mary-Kate and Ashley's younger sister.
Yeah. I like, it makes sense when someone tells you, 'cause you're like, oh yeah, Olsen. Duh. But just knowing her name, it doesn't really click, which I think is the kind of the point. So yeah, I liked it a lot. I like the characters they're using. A lot of them are either related to or exactly the same characters from other movies or other movies. This isn't a movie, but from the movies,
from the MCU. So
like we have the FBI
from the MCU.
Yeah, from the MCU. So we have like the detective who was from Ant-Man 2. We have Rambo, who I didn't realize, Amanda, tell me, was first the daughter of someone from Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
it makes more sense now.
The,
I just thought it was like a...
Because in the scene where she blips back, she hears Captain Marvel's voice in her head going, oh, Lieutenant Trouble. And I was like, oh, that we're going to see that arc. That's cool.
I knew there was something I was missing. I just didn't. It didn't occur because I've only seen Captain Marvel once, so it didn't occur to me that the famous person that her mom was, that the guy was talking about,
which
was a character I'd seen before.
Which brings me to my first theory, because she, acts kind of snide when people mention Captain America, or not Captain America, Captain Marvel a couple of different times. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if we're going to find out why. Like, obviously, there was some falling out or some tension there. So one, if I'm wondering if we're going to find out why. And two, I'm wondering if Captain Marvel is going to play a part in future episodes. Because the Rambos are back, so...
Maybe. So to me, I don't know if it... I wasn't sure what I got from that when I first heard it. Like they're talking about like how Wanda got close to defeating Thanos by herself, and then the detective or FBI agent was like, I'd argue Captain Marvel got close. And then she was like, basically she brushed it off. So to me, I don't know if that's sort of a sign of respect or if like you're saying it's a sign of a falling out. There's definitely something there that I think they should explore. Yeah,
there's something there. I also don't remember Wanda almost taking out Thanos.
Yeah, she did. So I watched this on YouTube a bunch of times. I also watched the movie like 3 times.
I mean, I've seen in Infinity War. I don't remember.
No, it's not in Infinity War. It's in she fought him in Infinity War, but it's in an Endgame. So she's like, you took everything from me, blah blah blah. And then she starts to like basically crush him with her mind. And then he's like, that's when he tells his ships to just start firing on the battlefield, and they're like, but you're men. And he's like, I don't care, just fire. And then that's when Captain Marvel comes in and takes out the entire spaceship and then fights him herself. Which makes sense. They're both like the superpowered from the gem kind of people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I'd love to see a team up between the two of them.
Interesting.
Because they do have different, it's interesting to see the different powers that they have from sort of the same kind of sources, like different Infinity Stones.
Do you think Vision is he in purgatory? Is he dead? Is he alive?
I think he's dead.
I mean, he's clearly dead if he leaves the Hex, as we saw in the last episode.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Does that make him alive in the Hex, or just a figment of Wanda's imagination?
I don't know. Or something else. Because we're going into the fan theories part of the episode already. I think there might still be something nefarious going on because, Wanda's controlling everything, but she doesn't really seem to understand what's going on or how she's even ended up controlling everything. So yeah, I feel like there's someone else pulling the strings. And so I don't know if she herself was like hexed or whatever term you want to use to bring him back to life. And I don't know who's controlling his life. I know she's controlling the people around, or he's controlling his personality, because they had a moment where she was like, you never talk to me like this. And he's like, I don't even know how I used to talk to you because I don't remember anything.
Right.
So I'm still holding out for another villain. This comes to a point where there's what I want and what I think would make good writing. They are not the same thing. I want Vision back. I want Paul Bettany back in the role of actual Vision, and I want them to somehow shoehorn him in as alive again. And yay, we have Vision back, because I don't feel like we got enough of him. But from a writing standpoint, I think it'd be better to like have it be a big sacrifice. She's going to stop this Hex thing, and she's going to be losing Vision again. And now her children are going to be losing their dad for the first time. So, like...
Are her children... This is the thing I'm trying to figure out. Because everyone else in Westview, the name of the town, are real people from the actual
from
town.
Westview, yeah.
From Westview. But the twins, they even said it, the twins aren't the twins are the twins. So like,
yeah, the twins are hers, and she can't even control the twins.
So if she sacrifices the Hex, do the twins go away?
I don't know. I feel like the twins are either a byproduct of this, or they're one of the reasons why this is even a thing. I feel like she's been pregnant, like the first few episodes, I feel like she was pregnant the entire time. And then we only saw it. It seemed like it went fast because it was being hidden from our vision that she was pregnant, but I feel like she's pregnant the entire time.
I don't know about that. I think it was just like I think that was also a riff of
maybe
those times that the TV shows of those times where they didn't show pregnancies on shows. It was just like, oh, the mom goes away and then comes back with a kid.
Maybe. I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions about this. Whether she was pregnant before or she just got pregnant, because everything about this kid's lives is fast. They literally age themselves up. So who's to say they weren't like fetuses that just decided to magically, well, we want to get out of here. We want to be living. So let's just snap our fingers and grow to be babies. So I don't know. A lot of unanswered questions. A lot of fan theories thinking Agnes might actually be a villain.
Yeah, I heard that one. I don't know about that either. I am really excited to see what Darcy does when she goes, because she's now blipped into the whole hex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also not a big fan.
I want to rewatch all of them before the next episode.
I'm not a big fan of the snap officially being called the blip. Because,
oh, I hate that so much.
Because we as viewers didn't have a name for what happened until, like, I think Spider-Man Homecoming. And so for what, 2-3 years, yeah, we'd been calling it the snap or the snap. Someone had a really clever name that had snap in it, but like we either called it the snap, Thanos' snap.
I call it the snappening.
That's what it was. The snappening. Like everyone was saying this, something to do with snap, because that's what literally was happening. And now it's the blip. Like,
yeah. And I get like the common public might not know that he literally was snapping his fingers. So maybe that's,
yes. But
that explains why they wouldn't call the snap, but that doesn't explain why they had to go with the blip.
The blip. Like that.
Because that was like, I feel like that was comedic effect for Spider-Man, and then they just rolled with it for the rest of the MCU.
Yeah, like I think, and that the little high school announcer was like, "Oh well, we all blipped." It almost seems like a teenage word to use.
Yeah, and that's just, and it would make sense if the teenagers call it that.
But not, but the official, like, the public. Yeah, the official like story of what happened is that is was called the blip. Yeah. Like I don't like that.
Yeah, they call it the vanishing, the disappearance, the dusting. They can call it whatever.
The rapture.
They don't have to call it the blip.
The rapture.
The 5-year gap. I don't know. It could be whatever, but they call it the blip.
The blip. Yeah.
That's a, that is that. A minor complaint, obviously, but.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that. And unfortunately, I think that is going to continue into Phase 4. So whatever, I'll have to adapt. But
yeah, I mean, at some point, if Marvel continues on, which they it seems like they're planning on doing, and hopefully the fans, we as fans enjoy what they have so they can keep going. At some point, it'll be old news anyway. I'd love to live in a world where, this is just a side note, I'd love to live in a world where Spider-Man has like been established. He's had a few movies and he's like older and you can see that he's older. And then we get, what's the name? From Into Spider-Verse Spider-Man.
Miles Morales.
Because there's an Aaron Davis in the MCU. So it'd be cool to have a Miles Morales come in and get powers and then have him sort of fulfill the Iron Man role that Iron Man had with him and then have passing the torch like we did with Captain America.
I'm not opposed to that. I think it has to be done well, but it could be done well.
Done well, and I think it has to be done in a few years, like 10 years. I don't know how much Tom Holland signed on for, but I don't want that to be a new thing. I want that to be, it seems like they're going into the age of Spider-Man with the movies, like with him at least taking on Iron Man's sort of role.
Is he supposed to get a new movie in Phase 4?
I don't know.
Because I know Doctor Strange is getting one, Thor is, Black Panther was supposed to. I don't really know. I don't know if Fish is the official status of Black Panther 2 that Shuri's taking over.
There's been fan theories and there's been talks. There's always talks. I think there was talks that Chris Evans would come back too. But, and then people claim that was confirmed and then wasn't confirmed. So I don't know what's going on. So, I'd sure love for Shuri to take over. I don't want them to recast.
No, I mean, I don't think... Doesn't the press releases I have heard doesn't sound like they're recasting?
Yeah,
but it does sound like they're going forward with
their plans.
Yeah, it does sound like they're going forward with the movie though. So Black Panther in some veracity is getting a second movie. Guardians getting a third movie?
I think them and Thor are combined.
Okay.
Because Thor left with them at the end of Endgame.
Yeah, right, but.
Okay. I don't know. Let's pull it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Please excuse my clicking. Marvel phases. Or we're on Phase 4 right now.
We are on Phase 4. Fun fact, I just recently finished watching every single MCU movie. I have really been, you know, all over the map with Marvel movies. The first Marvel movie I ever watched was Age of Ultron. So I was a little bit confused.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
And then,
honestly, to me, a very underrated movie.
And I saw that because UCF had their movie night for Welcome Week, which happened to be Ultron that year. And then the next year it was Civil War. And so I got smart and I asked my friends what movies I needed to watch for it to make sense. Because like, I obviously wasn't going to watch the entire MCU catalog up until Civil War. That's a lot. And so I watched certain movies for it to make sense. And then I just kind of went from there. I think from after Civil War, like starting with Infinity War, I think almost all the MCU movies following that I've seen midnight premieres of. Except for Spider-Man. So like Far From Home, I don't think I saw a midnight premiere. I think everything else I have.
I saw them like close to their premieres. Endgame was the only one I saw because I'd promised my girlfriend to see it with her.
No, you saw Black Panther.
And she lives.
You saw Black Panther because you went with me.
And Captain Marvel, I think.
You went with me and Emily. Not important. We can edit that out, but.
Gotcha. We saw with Emily as well. We saw Captain Marvel. But yeah, but Endgame, I wanted to see with my girlfriend. I promised her I'd see it with her. She lives 3 hours away, and we both were working at the time, so that was difficult. So everyone had seen it. I got some minor spoilers. Well, one that wasn't so minor. I saw Iron Man with his gauntlet.
Yeah, that might have
looking
been
like he was about to snap. I didn't know he died, but I knew that, and I knew something regarding portals because everyone was talking about the portal soundtrack.
You almost saw the spoiler at Disney World too, because you went with Christine and I to Disney World, and we went into the store. We went into like the Marvel store, and everywhere there was the Iron Man gauntlet.
Which that would have been fine if I'd seen that. I wouldn't have known the context of it.
But it still would have been bad.
I knew they were going to do something anyway with that. But yeah,
Phase 4.
So the films coming up are Black Widow, which I haven't heard anything about. But I'm excited about that because it has Taskmaster, which is a very interesting villain.
Well, because that's already created, though. The trailer's out. It was supposed to come out this summer or last summer.
And then it's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
What is that?
That's annoying for me. I don't know who Shang-Chi is, but I know the Ten Rings is a terrorist group that Iron Man apparently fought in the comics. So I would have loved to see that on film, but it's whatever. The Eternals, which is like a thing. I don't know. I'm a person who has a lot of comic book knowledge, but hasn't actually read comics. So I know random facts. So I know the Eternals are like these big like god figures, but I don't know much about them. Spider-Man 3, which I'm assuming it's not going to stay Spider-Man 3. I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of Spider-Man something home, something, something.
Especially since there's already Spider-Man 3 in existence. Mm-hmm. Especially since there's already... Also Spider-Man 3 in existence.
That's true. Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, which I'm going to come back to that because I have a theory about WandaVision that ties into that. Thor, Love, and Thunder. I think that's going to involve Guardians. Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians.
Okay, so Guardians is getting a third one.
Yeah.
And Thor's getting a third one.
So fourth one, I think.
Fourth one.
So maybe they're going to be with him in that movie, maybe they're not, I don't know, but they're having their own movie. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, sounds interesting. A new Blade, I haven't seen the old Blade, I really want to. It's all vampires and stuff. Fantastic Four, hopefully there'll be a good one this time.
Oh, this is what, the third reboot? Second?
Second iteration of it.
I liked the first one.
The first movie was great.
I had no issues with that or Silver Surfer.
Yeah, Silver Surfer, I mean, I saw it as a kid, so there's some nostalgia, but I liked it. I haven't seen the new one, and I hear it's not great.
I haven't either.
Probably not gonna, but it has Michael B. Jordan, so you never know. I might watch it, because I like him. And then television series, obviously, WandaVision, which we're talking about in this episode. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I am so excited about. Yeah. Loki, there's the What If, I think it's a cartoon. Miss Marvel, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, which I'm assuming has something to do with the Skrulls. That's what they're called, right? The green guys?
The ones who fight the Kree?
Yeah.
Because I just watched Captain Marvel like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think there's a comic called Secret Invasion that involves the Skrulls. Ironheart, which I think Ironheart's like the successor to Iron Man. She like creates her own Iron Man suit. She's like a kid.
Can it be Morgan?
What?
Can it be Morgan?
I think it's a specific person in the comics.
I want to be Morgan.
Well, I don't, because there's also a lot of other politically correct stuff involving it, because she's a black girl who creates it in her own room. It's like a representation kind of situation. So I don't know if they go the Morgan route. I feel like they get a lot of flack if they did. But I feel like it'd be cool to still have Morgan involved in some way. Armor Wars, I don't know what that is. And I Am Groot.
Interesting.
So assuming it's about Groot.
So circling back to WandaVision, looks like there's a lot of things coming in phase four. Do you think everything is going to connect like it did, like everything from phase one up to phase three connected? Do you think it's going to connect like that?
What I really want is for WandaVision to launch an MTU and for have it to tie into the movies as well. I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tied into the movies a little bit Civil War happened.
Hang on. Hold up. Pause.
Uh-huh.
So are you saying that what we discussed in episode one, you're actually a little bit on board with now?
For the MCU, yes, because it's kind of always been like that. But that's the thing.
But Star Wars has always been like that.
Okay. Star Wars hasn't always been like that. They had an original trilogy, and then they did other stuff.
Always been like that. Continue, though.
I still stand by. It wouldn't... None of these movies would be good movies if you were... Like, I don't want to... Let me actually go to my fan theory and then I'll come back to this. So my fan theory is, because you haven't seen X-Men, so you didn't know who this character was when he popped up.
No, but I do now.
But Quicksilver in WandaVision is the Quicksilver from the X-Men series, which Marvel bought X-Men. So like this, I believe this is the same character. So I definitely think Multiverse of Madness hopefully will tie into this, and maybe there's some kind of multiverse stuff going on. So that's my fan theory. It's not a long fan theory. It's just, I hope they connect. With that, if there is a connection, I still would think that Multiverse of Madness would be an ineffective, if not bad movie, if it required you to watch WandaVision to understand certain things, to understand certain plot holes.
But WandaVision requires you to watch the movies to understand certain things.
Yes and no, because I feel like they still explain stuff enough that you don't have to. A lot of this stuff is Easter eggs, so you don't have to necessarily understand.
I mean, you have to know that you have to have at least watched Infinity War and Endgame, because you have to know that what happened to Vision, and you have to know enough about Vision to know how he was created.
I guess.
And then
at the same time, it is a spin-off show. I feel like that's a little different from like...
But there's been all the Star Wars media. I promise I'm not going to harp on too much longer. But all the Star Wars media are spin-offs. Anything can be considered essentially a spin-off or a sequel.
But the difference is, I wouldn't be as mad if Clone Wars had a minor thing that could be explained with the movies. But I mind heavily if the movies had a minor thing that needed to be explained by the TV shows.
Why?
Because one's a spinoff of the other one. The movie should be able to stand alone, because that is, for most people, the real, quote unquote, which I hate that term, but the real Star Wars is the sagas.
I don't know that that's a correct opinion.
And things change. I know, like, even when we had this discussion, there was no, like, there was a sequel, I think, but there was like nothing was, the sequels were new and like
all this
stuff.
Are you talking about the first time we had this conversation? Okay.
Yeah. I understand extra, as we coined it, extra media. Like, I think it's a case by case basis. And I think if something's a spinoff of something else, that's fine if you need a little prior knowledge from the movies to watch the spinoff. I still think the spinoff should eventually be able to stand on its own. And I don't think a spinoff should be made after a movie to then explain the movie. Like Clone Wars came, like Clone Wars is in between the second and the third episodes, but it was made after the third episode. So yeah, it fixes a lot of things, which is great. And I kudos to them. And that makes, I feel like that elevates the Clone Wars themselves, like the show, but I don't think that elevates the movies. I think it.
And I disagree, but we're going to table that for a part two of that particular argument.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to agree on that episode okay. because we didn't agree on the last one. And we haven't agreed previously.
Anyway. So I do think WandaVision will tie into a lot of things. I'm hoping that everything does connect as well as phases 1 through 3. I'm a little skeptical though, because if they don't have a central goal, like the entirety of phase 1 through 3 was all about the Infinity Gauntlet or the Infinity yeah. Stone, the Infinity Gauntlet, Thanos accomplishing his mission. That was what everything was based around. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of the end credit scenes were about. It Easter egged a lot of stuff that was going to happen with the Infinity Saga.
Yeah, it basically started forming the Avengers, and then
right. But if they don't have a central plot that is as integral to everything as the Infinity Stones, I don't know that everything's going to flow as well as the Infinity Saga did.
I think, so here's my theory on the whole thing. I like to read random comic facts. So when the trailer for Loki came out, I looked up who that organization was. Apparently it's like potential spoilers. Again, this show hasn't come out yet. I haven't seen the show, but it seems like he's sort of going up against time cops. So it seems like they're going on the angle of all the stuff that happened in Endgame that made these little branch realities is going to come back to bite the Avengers in the butt. So with Multiverse of Madness, with WandaVision, with Loki, it seems to me that there's going to be some sort of multiverse wibbly wobbly timey-wimey theme. So I think they are building up to something. Maybe not necessarily time travel, but the consequences of time travel in the multiverse.
Theoretical physics. How about that? Theoretical physics.
I am not
Sheldon Cooper.
No, I feel like the theme of this phase is going to be consequences. Because they messed with time. They did a lot of stuff. And that's now fair. It was building up to a fight with this one guy. So I think this one is building down from that fight into the consequences on a cosmic level, if you will.
That's fair.
Of everything that happened. I think the elementals might tie into that as well, because the elementals are supposed to be like these godlike creatures from like the dawn of the universe or something like that. When they explain the Infinity Stones in the first Guardians movie, they had like a little video of an Eternal. They had a little video of one of the Eternals wielding the Power Stone. So I feel like it might all tie in together, hopefully. But yeah, I said but I don't have any further, no. No further comments, Your Honor.
WandaVision. I don't know exactly how, like, I don't know what their end game is. Like, we found out it was there's 8 episodes total?
Yeah, and what episode are we in? I think...
6. We just finished episode 6. 7 comes out.
There's 2 more episodes. So
7 comes out tomorrow. Wait, that's not correct. Hold on. So if there's episode 7 comes out tomorrow, there's 9 episodes.
Okay.
Because 7 comes out tomorrow, unless they skip a week, unless they skip the 26th, because you said the finale's on the 5th.
Yeah, according to Google.
So there's either 8 if they skip a week or 9 if they don't.
Yeah. If they're following the whole 3-act structure, we're at we just finished the second act and now we're in the third act, so stuff is definitely going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm really excited about this show because I have no idea what's going on. So for a lot of these shows, it's kind of unpredictable with like, you're a superhero, there's a bad guy. You defeat the bad guy. It's the end. So for this one, there's so many twists and turns and so much that we don't know, and all sci-fi mumbo jumbo, that it's really exciting. I think it's going to be the beginning of something, hopefully, but we will see.
Do we know if WandaVision is a mini series, or is it going to be like Mandalorian where it's full on?
I'm hoping series. It's going to be a mini series, because it feels like a contained story, and I like that, because it's just an extended movie at that point.
Yeah, which I don't mind.
Yeah. As long as they do it right, if they make a whole thing, then...
But maybe...
Multiple seasons, then I'm fine with it, as long as they do it, good.
Maybe I don't mind, though, because while I do like WandaVision, and I have kind of been adopted into this MCU superheroes thing, because I didn't grow up watching superheroes. This is a thing I developed in college where all my friends love Marvel, and so I started watching it. So while I am, I do say that, okay, I'm fine with WandaVision being a miniseries, because while I like MCU and I've really come to love the storylines in the shows, in the movies, the Star Wars franchise is always going to be my favorite franchise. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if I am okay. I'm okay with WandaVision being a miniseries, but I don't know if I'm okay with Kenobi being a miniseries, because I am so excited for this miniseries more than any other show that has been announced, because I have wanted this show for years.
Again, this is like back to what do I want versus what do I think would be good writing, especially with Kenobi. Kenobi is my favorite Star Wars character. He has been since I was a kid, and he will never stop being my favorite character. That being said, if it serves a story...
Wait till you watch Clone Wars. He's also
he kind of annoys me in Clone Wars.
He's my favorite character even after Clone Wars, one of my favorite characters, but he does
Clone Wars does him a disservice.
He does some questionable things, but anyway, yeah. Continue.
But I don't know, if it serves a story, I think a miniseries. I feel like miniseries in general are kind of underrated, because they're there, like miniseries as like a contained story is really cool. Like having it's basically a long movie, a bingeable movie that you can stop if you need to. So I think a Kenobi story as a mini series, I think, is cool, because we don't need to tack on extra stuff. If you have one story to tell, but it's too long to be a movie, then tell the story. I'm just glad they didn't try to condense it into a movie.
True. I'm just really hoping there's going to be some flashback scenes
mm-hmm.
with him and Hayden Christensen.
Well, yeah, they
Anakin,
said.
So. No,
they said
they
Hayden
didn't.
Christensen's coming back.
Yes, but they didn't say in what capacity. He might just be Vader.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know.
That would be the first.
I don't know.
I guess unless you count Revenge of the Sith, that would be the first time that Hayden Christensen is acting as Darth Vader in the suit. I don't count the no. That was like a few seconds of no.
That was James Earl Jones.
But who was in the suit?
I don't know. Yeah,
Hayden Christensen,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because even if Hayden Christensen's as Darth Vader in the Kenobi series, it's still, I believe he's still alive. It would still be James Earl Jones. Yeah. Or some kind of sound alike.
I don't know. It's not James Earl Jones in Rebels, I don't believe.
That makes sense. In Rebels, they don't have any of the same
characters.
Don't
quote me on, no, they...
They're actors.
I believe Anthony Daniels is still C-3PO.
That makes sense.
So I don't know if I'm okay with WandaVision being a miniseries simply because I don't like it as much as Star Wars, or because I'm actually okay with storylines like that being a miniseries. That was my point.
I prefer, for WandaVision, having seen enough episodes, I would prefer this to be a miniseries. I think they had based this entire thing off of this one idea, which it seems like they're going to try to resolve. It's like, if they don't resolve it, fine. I mean, give me something, but give me a finale. But if they resolve the issue, I don't think they should make another WandaVision after this. I feel like miniseries is fine. Like, again, it just, whatever suits the story best. I mean, I like it as a fan of these characters, but I'll like it as a, it'll still be the right choice.
Fair enough.
As a fan as a fan who like understands the whole story stuff. One thing I do hope, which I don't think you've seen these, but I hope they bring, the Netflix series, in some capacity, I hope they bring those characters into the MCU.
Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I mean, That too, but that was already technically always part of the MCU, and that they, like, stuff that happened in the MCU actually directly affected it. Whereas the Netflix stuff, which would be Daredevil,
Jessica Jones.
Yeah. Okay, those were always in the universe, and they would, like, make reference to things that happened. Like, I think Hell's Kitchen, the reason why it's so bad financially is because, like, is directly affected by what happened with Loki in New York. So yeah, I definitely think, like, it is definitely connected, but it's not, it's a very loose connection. They don't really connect, like, I'm saying connect a lot. They don't really join. That's a synonym. They don't really join them that much. So I think now that they've canceled the Netflix shows, but they still have, I believe they still have these actors signed on. I would love to see them do something with the Defenders in the new Disney Plus stuff. I honestly was kind of hoping they would have been an Endgame, like, just in the portal. It would be cool just to, in the portal scene, to have had them just in the background.
Maybe they were, but we shouldn't see it.
Not some fanboy would have noticed it by now and would have posted something about it. I mean, if they could find Howard the Duck, they could find a Daredevil.
That's true.
So, disappointing, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm still holding out on another Daredevil, especially with Spider-Man. Because Kingpin was still alive, and Kingpin is also a Spider-Man villain. So having him, Daredevil, the gritty Daredevil, team up with the sort of lighthearted Spider-Man to fight Kingpin, I think would be a really cool kind of situation. But I guess we'll see. Yeah, I don't really have much else to say about WandaVision or Marvel.
I don't either. Do you have, and I want this to be a regular thing, the Geek of the Week, or what? How did I say it before?
Geek moment. I think it was Geek of the Week.
It's Geek Moment of the Week. Unfortunately, my geek moment of the week was going to be WandaVision, because we were planning on talking about something else and then something fell through. So we talked about WandaVision tonight. So I don't really have one. Do you have one?
Honestly, I've mainly just been focusing on WandaVision. I had seen a couple episodes, but I basically started and finished The Good Place. I don't know if that's a fandom, so I think
that's true. Yeah, no, we should talk about that at some point too. I have to watch the last season. I've seen every season but the fourth season.
I will say, just on first instinctual reaction, because I just saw it, so, like, it's still fresh, I think this is one of the few sitcoms and the few shows to actually do it right, like the ending. Like, it feels like it drags on a little bit, like sort of the Lord of Rings ending, stuff like that, but it's done well, I think. I think something I appreciate about The Good Place is, like, every season it was something fresh. And they kept it fresh all the way to the end, which I think was cool. And it kept it poignant, so it wasn't just, like, it's not just a sitcom. There's a lot of heart to it as well, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I just don't know if I'm just going to go straight and watch the fourth season or if I'm going to rewatch from season one. I haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because all four seasons are on Netflix, I believe. So
yeah,
I could theoretically just binge watch it all the way through.
Yeah, I pretty much finished the finale, or, like, the final season in one day. Actually, pretty sure I finished season 3 and 4 in one day. So
nice.
It's doable.
All right, well.
But yeah, that's my geek moment of the week, as I watched that show finally.
I'm trying to think if I have one.
Like, while you think of one.
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, while you think of one, just a little explainer of what The Good Place means to us is that her and another friend of ours, who we call my twin, kept saying, "You're this cheaty character." And I'm like, "Who's cheaty? What?" So I finally watched it. And yeah, I agree. I'm cheaty. But so is our friend. Her name's Christina.
Yeah, that was never disputed. I guess, I mean, WandaVision was a big geek moment for me because I was like, oh, yeah. You know, Monica Rambeau is back. And I was like, oh, because I really like Darcy's character from Thor. I think she's really funny in that show. Or I keep saying show. She's really funny in that movie.
And in the show.
And she offsets some of the more somber things in those movies really well. So it was really, really cool to see people I'd seen in movies come back into the show. So that's probably the geek moment for me.
Yeah, especially as I think she was, like, a grad student in the movies, and to, like, see her, like, be, like, a doctor, it's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, it's a continuation of the character. it's like a through line kind of situation. So I think that's pretty cool.
Did she mention if she got snapped or not? I'm refusing to say blipped.
I don't think she did mention that she got snapped or not.
I'll look it up after we're done if she got snapped or not.
I mean, she is still kind of young, but then again, this is right after Endgame and she has her doctorate, so she probably got her doctorate within those 5 years, unless she got it right beforehand or something.
I'll find out.
Because it is a few years between Infinity War and the last Thor that she was in, so she could have gotten her doctorate then. I don't know. True. But she still looked kind of young.
So if you want to hear more fun things from us, look us up on our social media. Plot Points with Amanda and Christian on Facebook and Plot Points AC on Instagram. Comment on your geek moments. Share with us. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.